We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon. Welcome. This is The Drive on KFH. Jeff Lutz in the captain's chair today, as they say, along with Jason Duda, who's making his second appearance in a row and third in the last 4 days. Oh. You must be
exhausted.
Old hat for you.
Exhausted.
Is it?
Absolutely exhausted.
Your beard's coming in nice.
I know. I was thinking of shaving it. It
looks good.
But it's nice and soft now, so I don't want to get rid of it yet. And it's snowing out, right?
Yeah, you don't want to.
Wait till it warms up.
I'm going to let a regular mountain man.
Yeah, I'm going to let her buck for a little while longer, I think.
So what is the stage of beard growth as far as comfortability? Because I've never grown a beard to be that long. Yeah. I imagine at some point it's got to be really itchy.
Yeah, until it gets to, about a week ago it started quit itching. But that first little bit, once it gets to the really ugly phase and it's itchy, but once you get past that, then it's gold.
So you think James Harden, his beard is pretty comfortable?
Oh, yeah.
He feels great about it?
Yeah, he has no problem with his whatsoever at this point.
Are you surprised that he's gone with the beard for as long as he has?
I am. Normally those guys don't last that long with
that. Right, they change their
look. Yeah, they got to change it up here and there and that sort of. No, I kind of commend him for keeping it as long as he has.
Pretty much the same look throughout at least his career with the Rockets.
I'm actually happy for him.
So how'd it go with Bobby yesterday?
Oh, it was money.
Was it, though?
I don't really remember much of it because the Boston Pizza thing came up in the second hour.
What?
Yeah, well, we were talking about change and restaurant change back in Canada.
I heard we got talking about Canada,
and so Taco Time is the big taco place back home, and it's the best fast food taco place.
Taco Time?
Yeah, you'll ever find. Ever find.
A little on the nose, but it is Canada.
And then I couldn't think of anything else, and then we had a caller, Jennifer, called and basically called me out for being Canadian.
Jennifer did.
And didn't. Because her husband's from Canada, and there was a couple places I forgot about, and then I remembered Boston Pizza, which is one of my favorite restaurants back home.
Well, anytime.
So I was a little rattled, and then I was looking at the menu all day, went home, made fried chicken, and it's just like, whatever. I might as well have had a piece of bread, because nothing was going to make me happy yesterday.
Yeah. Did they deliver down here, or is that out of their range?
Just a little out of their range.
Yeah, I could see that.
Well, it'll get cold.
We're going to set up the show. We're going to talk about some things. We're on until 5:30 today leading into the pregame for KU at West Virginia, which tips off at about 6. That's a huge game in the Big 12, probably more so for West Virginia, which needs to keep its way into the Big 12 title picture. But let's go to the Twin Peaks, and I didn't say it this time. I got it right.
Good job.
The Twin Peaks Scenic View Hotline where – expectedly, Andrew awaits. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How are we doing on this marvelous, marvelous day today?
Oh, it couldn't be more marvelous.
That's good to hear. You know, actually, I was going to talk a bit about Cali, but I want to actually talk about the KU game. I think West Virginia has to win this game to be relevant, but I think KU is going to win by about 10. I'll give them 10 tonight.
You think KU wins on the road by 10 against a team that they kind of struggled to beat at home earlier on in the season?
Yep, KU at 10.
All
big
right.
Pick, bold pick. I'm going to pick it.
Well, we haven't announced the Cali coach for the show today. He will be on. We'll get to that in a minute.
Be amazing.
But what do you have to say about your Cali Tigers who just continue to obliterate people?
You know, it's just the way we do it here. We strive for excellence in everything, every sport and academics. So, you know, this is the college to be at.
Do you strive for excellence in athletics or in academics at a two-year school?
Yep.
Okay. I'll just take your word for it on that.
There's a different standard than a lot of other colleges.
What's your favorite class at Cali right now?
Well, journalism, but I also really enjoy biology. Biology is really fun.
All right, very good. Dude, anything bad?
That's confusing.
Jason,
how is that fun? Like, biology's confusing.
Duda doesn't even understand his own
chemistry,
biology.
All those other ones, physics. I think I got 8% in high school in physics. That was on my report card.
8%?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an upset. I thought it'd be much lower.
Well, it got better.
Andrew, appreciate it.
Of course. Have a good day, guys.
All right. You too. Good to talk to Andrew. And we will set up the show because that's a decent lead-in to our very first interview, which will be with Cowley basketball coach Tommy DeSalm, who has been there, I think, about 11 or 12 years. They are nationally ranked, I think, in the top five, and they keep breaking their own scoring record for a single game. I think they scored like 149 the last time out.
149?
Something like that. It was in the 140s.
Who are they playing against?
Allen, maybe?
Something. They must have been playing the Sexsmith Secondary Sabres.
What?
That's my high school.
Is that a real
thing? That's my high school.
The Sexsmith Secondary Sabres.
You got it.
That sounds amazing.
Red and gold, baby. All the way.
I don't have much to add to that.
We used to get like 20 to 30 people out for all our football games. It was sick. Sick.
Yeah.
Played in a pasture.
That's amazing.
No, that's true.
No, I believe it. Where else would you play? You're not going to play in the town square, which I doubt they had.
No, not in Sexsmith. No town square.
So it was 143 against Cloud on Monday night. They previously scored on Saturday 139. So those are the two top scoring games in Cowley basketball history, and they happen to have occurred back-to-back over the span of about 48 hours.
Did they beat it next game out?
No, they got Allen County, which is a pretty important game. I think they can clinch the Jayhawk East, maybe. This information ready when Tommy DeSalm joins us at about 4:40. And it wouldn't be a Duda Lutz or Jeff Lutz show without
Cap.
Anthony Capra. He'll join us at about 5:10. And hopefully, if all things go according to plan, to the end of the show today. Plenty to talk to Anthony Capra about.
Absolutely.
We missed him last time around because he's got more to spend time with us.
Which is embarrassing.
So we'll have a lot of catching up to do. Hopefully about 15 minutes worth on the dot. Let's get back to the phones, 869-1240. Tyson is up next. Hey, Tyson.
Hey, guys. Hey, Andrew forgot to ask you, Jeff, where in the heck was you at last night? Andell played Mulvane last night.
Oh,
where at?
In Mulvane.
Well, I'm not going to go to Mulvane.
Well,
my Andale Indians.
Well, you could travel over there. You got to travel with your home team, don't you?
I agree.
I think you should.
First rooting experience for the Andale Indians to be on the road in a hostile environment. I want to be with my people when the Indians take down.
You should be with your people on the road.
They don't travel.
That's where you got to go,
good
man.
Point, Duda. Good point. Good point.
Thank you.
However, the first half was pretty interesting. Mulvane was just down by 3. Andale comes out second half, 14-point run, and that was pretty much the ball game.
Curtains for the Wildcats.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yep.
All right. Well, Tyson, next year in Mulvane, I'll be there.
All right. I'll be looking for you.
All right. Thanks.
No, call him and remind him. Don't look for him. Call him and remind him. He's easily found.
What do you mean?
You're right here, 4 to 6
right,
every day.
But do you think he'd recognize me if I showed up?
Oh, yeah, you're Jeff Lutz.
I got recognized today out in public.
Did you?
Out with the people. I did. It's crazy.
Well, tell us all about it, because you're gleaming over there.
Yeah, I did. I must. I obviously brought that up for a reason.
Uh-huh.
Just, I was at a work thing over at the Holiday Inn with some first responders and pipeline operators. You know the work I'm involved in. Over with Paradigm, and some guy, I was talking to him, telling him what we were there for, and he said, by the way, the Indians suck.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
Not the greatest first impression.
I kind of like him.
But then he said he listens to us all the time, and, you know, we made friends.
So you going for lunch or anything?
I would hope so. That's Fred.
Oh, Fred.
Fred's his name.
Nice.
Can't remember which pipeline company he's with, but it's one of the good ones. I know that. I
wonder if they do any work back home.
Well, they must.
Well, if you want oil, call me, let me know. I can get you in touch with somebody.
You can?
Oh, my God. All my buddies back home, that's all there is where I'm from.
Is that what
oil
you
and logging, that's
is that
it.
What you would you escaped from? Like, your dad's you're either going to play hockey or you're going to be working in the oil fields like these idiots.
Well, that's basically all you got. You go work in the oil patch. 7 on, 7 off, 14 on, 7 off, that sort of thing.
Was that your goal to not do that?
I never even thought about doing that. I knew guys that used to do it, and it was, man, they were a mess.
How would you be with manual hard labor?
Well, I used to do it all the time. I used to do road work, road construction and stuff in the summers. I mean, now, probably not good.
Not great.
My body would say, hey, what are you doing? Well, you can't do that right now.
You put your body through a lot.
You can't lift that.
Thankfully, you were handsomely paid for all the punishment you took.
That's right. That's right. We made a killing in the Central Hockey League in the East Coast.
Does that bother you, though? I mean, minor league hockey, it's no different from the NHL as far as what you put your body through and the pain and concussions and living the rest of your life with injuries that crop up. But the pay is...
It's bad.
It's not good.
It's bad.
So what? You have to really love it, and obviously you did.
Well, I did, and then you got to look at the other side of it too. You know, do you want to dig ditches for 6 months, or do you want to play hockey? It's pretty easy when you think about it.
It is.
You know, but when you're playing in the minors, I mean, as soon as the season's over, you're looking for a job, like, the next day. Because our pay stops at our last game. It's done. Over.
Really?
Yeah, it's over.
And nothing like when you're done with the CHL. You could have played 50 years there, and when your career's over, no severance, no nothing.
No nothing.
No insurance.
There, no insurance. No, here you go. No, just see you later.
Man.
Bye-bye.
It's rough.
Now that you say that, thanks.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, but it's true.
We're bringing attention to the, because people think, especially minor league baseball, that it's some glamorous thing, but they don't get paid anything. And minor league sports is just a labor of love.
Well, if you know, I'm not sure what the cap is now, but it was like, for a lot of years, it was like $8,500 a week for 20 guys. So you figure it out. That ain't a lot.
No.
There's not a lot there. And then it bumped up. I think the highest it ever got to when I was playing was like $12,000 a week for 20 guys. That's still not much.
$12,000 a week?
Yeah, it's a little over $500 on average.
Man, was it better in the ECHL?
Well, I only coached in the ECHL.
Right.
I was still playing in the Central.
I imagine
the ECHL was the same.
Too bad.
Because we had to deal with the cap, obviously, when I was the assistant coach there with McClellan. So it was just the way it was.
It's unfortunate. I want to start today. We're 12 minutes in, but with Rob Manfred, who couldn't be making more missteps as the Major League Baseball commissioner, especially since like last offseason. Here have been his big moves.
Okay, hit me with them.
Three batters if you're coming into the game as a reliever. You must pitch to three batters.
Or finish an inning?
Right.
Right.
Expanding the postseason, that came up today, or yesterday, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to put seven teams in each league in the postseason. Brutal. And not.
Why?
Why?
Okay, give me the third one. We'll go back to that.
And not punishing any Astros players for their involvement in the sign-stealing scandal. They just get off scot-free. Let's blame front office and managers.
Well, yeah, but the problem is that you can't. If you start blaming the players, then you're going to have, like, the guy from Toronto who's suing the Astros right
Mike
now.
Mike Bulsinger.
You're going to have, you know, guys like Clayton Kershaw who ends up getting lit up, and he could have maybe won that. They could have won. I mean, it takes money out of all these people's play. Takes money.
Who are you defending here? I can't figure this out.
I'm not really defending anybody. All I'm saying is that if they go and start doing something to the players, then there has to be compensation for the players they're playing against.
Not necessarily.
And that could turn into an absolute gong show.
I don't think you worry about logistics of it. If someone does something wrong, you don't worry about the way the victim. I mean. You know what I'm saying? It's the people, it's the perpetrator you have to worry about. Figure that out, discipline them, and then we'll see what the fallout is later. You can't just say, steal signs,
but
it's the manager's fault.
Was everybody doing it?
That's why you investigate, and you come to a conclusion about which players. We know, obviously, Carlos Beltran was highly involved.
Hey, I think something should be done. I'm just making a statement as why I think they didn't, is because then it opens up way too many things. It's wide open as it is right now, but could you imagine if then they started, Carrera, he gets a year. Altuve gets a year and a half.
Why not?
These other guys get 60 games. And then what do you do with these guys that pitched against them or played against them that could have won the World Series, that would have got a bonus? Do you give them the... Are they not entitled to it now? I mean,
I don't understand that. The problem is,
you got to stop it somewhere.
You stop.
You got to stop
the people who did it. You don't worry about who they may have.
I think you think
hampered.
I think you think I'm arguing with you. I'm not arguing.
I can't really figure out what you are arguing.
I am agreeing with you.
Okay, my thought
process. My thought process is, though, that's why they didn't do it, because then it opens up everything. Then you got the Players Association involved. I mean, it just, there's too much. There'd be too much to handle.
Okay.
So they had to just do it this way.
And anyway,
but I agree with you. I think it's wrong. I think they should have been punished.
Okay. So yeah, that's a misstep by your commissioner, who I don't think has any idea what he's doing. I don't even know if he likes baseball. I doubt, it doesn't seem like that he does, considering some of the moves that he's made. Now we're going to put 14 teams in the postseason. I don't get it.
You don't like that?
I don't understand it. What's wrong with the postseason the way it is now, outside of maybe the one-game playoff for a wild
card? That should be a three-game playoff, as far as I'm concerned.
Probably, but play them all at the team with the better record.
Yes, absolutely.
But three games.
Yep.
Figure it out.
And they would have to play, and then I think they got to play that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then your next series start Thursday, no matter what.
Okay.
Because you're in the wild card anyway, so you got to play games in a row, whatever. The other team gets rest. That's why they had a better record during the season.
I think if I could probably live with six teams in each league in the playoffs, but don't do this, oh, you get to pick your opponent. Nobody cares about that. Is that going to bring in kids? Hey, come on in here. The Yankees are going to pick between the Angels, A's, and Rangers on who they're going to play. I mean, nobody cares. The Rangers, A's, and Angels don't care. What's the incentive for them? To maybe win another game so they can avoid? It makes no sense. And that is not a move that inspires growth of the game.
I think it's just used as a deflection.
Deflection from what?
From the scandal. From the Astros. I think it's part of it, why it was dropped right now. Could people talk about that instead of talking about the scandal as much?
But it's a terrible idea.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They just wanted another idea. It's something out there that they could rip apart, because then they don't got to worry about the other one for now. And hopefully it starts to blow over. That's my thought.
The only way you're going to get kids involved in the game is with drastic changes. And I'm not even someone who knows what those necessarily could be. But they're out there. If you really want to draw kids in, and this pace of play, attention span thing is super important to you, seeing Oliver Perez pitch to three batters instead of one ain't it. It's not.
Well, then what is? Because the games are still long.
Right.
I mean, it didn't really shorten the games very much, did it?
Well, that hasn't been implemented yet. It's this season that the three-batter rule or finish-an-inning rule for relievers comes into play.
Well.
And no, the games won't be much shorter.
I don't think they'll – that's what I'm saying. I can't
You know
see
why
them.
They'll be longer? Because left-handers who are lefty specialists will be facing right-handers who will get on base
exactly.
And extend the game.
Absolutely. I agree.
Just means more base runners, which I guess is fine if that's what you're into.
Well,
as opposed to pitching changes, but it's not going to shorten the game.
No, and I think that's the biggest problem with baseball right now. Games are too long.
Right.
I mean, I don't know the last time I sat and watched a whole game.
But they are what they are. It's
absolutely.
Nine innings and no clock. It's that's baseball. If
I
you're
get
offended
it.
By that.
Not offended by it. All
no,
I'm saying.
I'm not saying you. I'm talking about Rob Manfred and the people who run baseball make games six innings.
Now, that'll never happen.
Then you're stuck, because there's no move outside of a drastically landscape-altering move that will bring in a younger generation. Six innings, bat six.
Bat six?
Bat, why not?
Because then that could take forever, too.
Not necessarily. You're getting to see the best hitters. You don't have to see the weak-hitting second baseman. I'm saying the move is to go drastic, not to make relievers pitch to three batters. No one cares if Adam Ottavino is pitching to one guy, two guys, three guys, an inning and two-thirds. That is not a draw for baseball. The draw for baseball is its stars and, I guess, somehow improving the pace.
What about the pitch clock? No?
No.
Don't like that?
I don't care. I mean, it's fine.
You don't think that'll do anything?
I know that will do nothing.
Really?
Because it, no.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's where I am.
Well, we really didn't accomplish anything.
I guess
then.
We don't align on any of these beliefs whatsoever. But I'm just disillusioned.
Not really.
I'm disillusioned by Rob Manfred believing that these small little alterations and nothing moves are going to bring in a new group of fans. So, okay, now the Royals are contending until September instead of August. What does that do? It might keep some of their fans, but it's not going to bring any new fans.
But you don't know that for sure. In contention, you probably go to see more than you would knowing that they're not in it.
I can't think of a more pointless playoff series than 1-7.
Well, it'd be 2-6. You get a bye.
Right. But
first
if
it gets a bye.
Sure.
Sure.
That's pointless. It's meaningless.
It is meaningless.
None of those teams are going to win the World Series.
Well, you don't know that either.
Ever.
You can't say that. It's baseball.
Then put them
all
in.
In a three-game series? Why not?
Then put them all in.
Do 8 in each.
I don't know.
One plays 8.
I don't know. But we have to take a break.
American League, National League, just all one league. Way you go.
Why not?
That's what I'm saying.
Drastic changes.
Get it done.
Move it along.
There you go.
That's where I'm at with baseball.
Well, I'm glad that we had this talk.
If you are intent on changing the game, change it.
Fair enough.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jeffrey.
I guess we'll talk about something else after the break.
Fine.
I'm excited.
Are we going to break?
Yeah, we're going to break right now. But we are going to give away some tickets.
To where? To who?
If you've
when?
Been yearning to swoon again to Nick Carter, AJ McClain, Brian Luttrell, Howie, whoever else is in the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, is that
to
his?
All those guys, your prayers have been answered, dude. And I believe
have
you're
they?
One of the swooners. The Backstreet Boys will stroll into Interest Bank Arena August the 21st. Tickets for this event of words I can't read go on sale this Friday. But you can win them before anyone can buy them if you're calling number 2 right now to 869-1240. It's all from the show and station that always has it going on the drive in sports radio. KFH, we'll be back. I can't find no
rest where I'm. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.